Good morning, beautiful.
Guess what today is?
Flowers for me.
Are the flowers blooming?
Flowers blooming.
Flowers are blooming. The sun's shining.
A vase. Freshly cut flowers.
Oh, who sent me flowers?
You must love flowers.
Can you guess what it is?
It's National Flower Day.
Did you know?
I love flowers.
I love flowers.
Bring me flowers.
It's showtime.
Well, good morning, Kansas City. Happy Flower Day. And I noticed one thing. I was at the CVS the other day.
Where you always buy flowers.
Yeah. Well, it's where I buy everything at. It's my shopping store.
It's your discount.
Yeah, you've called it your discount store before.
So I go in there to get allergy medicine that my doctor said I can start taking. Well, I go to the counter where all the allergy medicines are.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was gone.
I bet. It's allergy season, baby.
It is seriously so, so bad.
More importantly, where are our flowers?
Yeah.
I'm too allergic to bring flowers, so I can't even be around them.
It's National Women's Month, Women's History Month,
yeah.
Whatever. We're women. And then now it's National Flower Day.
And I think we all know that the one single fake flower that's wrapped in plastic that you get at a cash register is probably not going to affect your allergies. So where is it?
You could even just be nice to us for a day. I'd take that also as a gift.
You have what's called a husband.
When has that ever mattered, Rocky?
So yesterday I was talking to Teresa. You had a great day with your son. His birthday.
I had a great day, but it was not the day we expected.
Right.
Today is actually my son Chase's 23rd birthday. But yesterday, you know, he lives in Manhattan, and so we always meet in Topeka. And we literally pulled into the parking lot of Jose Pepper's where we were supposed to eat. It was myself and my mom and my husband and my younger son Christian, and we were meeting Chase and his girlfriend. And we get a call. He's like, "I'm broke down." He was on I-70.
Broke down.
And so I said, "We'll call AAA and then we're coming." And so, like, we ended up kind of having a birthday party on the side of the road. We waited for about 45 minutes with him for the tow truck. And I was like, "Do you want your presents?" He's like, "Yeah." And then my mom bought him cookies. I'm like, "Do you want your cookies?" "Yeah." And we, like, had this little party on the side of the road. And then we took him back to Manhattan after the tow truck came. And then we went and had dinner. So it was actually kind of a fun little family road trip adventure.
Good.
And we loved it. It wasn't what we expected. And I was very tired when we got home at almost 9 o'clock. But it was fun.
I love what you said to me this morning. You go, "But we were all together."
Yeah, it was really great.
I was like, "Oh, that was, you made something... you know, a bad situation, great."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love, too, that you were so close to go help him, being in Topeka.
Yeah, it worked out really
well.
That
was so lucky. I-70 would be a scary place to break down.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The speed limit is so fast. I'd be terrified.
Me too.
Yeah, I was definitely sitting there praying, like, "Dear baby Jesus," because, you know, those big 18-wheelers, when they fly by you, it was a little scary.
Did you guys walk away from the car, like...
Well, I mean, we were trying to figure out what was going on. Like, we tried to jump it. Like, we were doing all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, we were just there waiting and praying.
So the picture you showed us, which you're not allowed to post because your son doesn't like to.
I mean, I can really
pictures.
Do whatever I want, but if I still want to have a relationship with my son, I should probably not post photos of him because he hates it.
Even Tara was like, "Oh my gosh, he's a man."
He's really matured, I feel,
yeah,
in his face in the past couple of years. He's definitely growing up.
Good looking kid though, man. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, let's take our first break. We'll come back with Tabloid.
We are going to let Tara help me catch up what's going on, because I'm super behind on Love is Blind, but I saw Travis Kelce making fun of the show yesterday, and we got to talk about now why the woman on Love is Blind doesn't want Travis and Taylor to watch the show anymore.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. I know you've got a lot of Tabloid, but can I say something about what I'm going to be doing today?
Sure.
Today on Prime Video, it is, my goodness, the movie I've been waiting for. Well, I don't know how many Oscars it won back in the day, the remake of one of my favorite movies, Roadhouse.
The answer to that is it won 0 Oscars back in the day.
Well, I thought it did. I don't remember.
Huh. I'm actually excited about it. I think it's going to be good. I don't know if it's going to be as good as the original, but if I'm forced to look at a shirtless Jake Gyllenhaal for 2 hours, I'm okay with that.
I mean, it seems like literally you talked about this movie a year ago, maybe a little longer. And it's like, wow, I didn't even know that it was where it was going to be. And all of a sudden,
I think it's only on Amazon, right?
It is.
I think
only
it's
on
just an Amazon video. And the worst part is that this week, you know, when they're promoting it, you get all sorts of stories that come out about it just to generate talk. And there was a story this week talking about how Jake Gyllenhaal said he got a staph infection when he was making the movie.
Ooh.
And now that's all I can think about. I look at him and he looks hot and he's got abs, but I think, you had a staph infection.
I have to be honest, I never saw the original Roadhouse. But I love Jake Gyllenhaal. I love Conor McGregor. I'm going to open my heart and my eyes to this film.
There's a young kid that was on Andy Cohen's show last night. Oh, I forgot his name. I just told you. He's in White Lotus and a lot of other shows.
Okay.
Young kid. It looks really good. I mean, for an Amazon Prime
movie.
Wait,
is it the same one who's in One Day?
Yes, I think it is.
Oh, okay. I like that him. Guy. I feel bad I don't know his name, but I like him.
Did he have an accent?
No.
Was he faking the accent on One Day?
No, because didn't he have an accent in White Lotus?
I don't know.
He wasn't British in the interview, Rocket?
No, he wasn't.
We're about to do a deep dive after this. That is so disappointing when someone's accent is fake. I love a good accent.
Oh, like me with the Yellowstone?
Yeah, like I always thought yours was real.
Oh, yeah, Beth. Beth, isn't she like Australian or British or something?
I thought you were about yourself.
No. Yeah, you see Beth on Yellowstone with this like really strong hick accent and... yeah, no, she's actually British and proper and Australian, like, something.
It's something about me, but I just love that hick accent that she does. And
the hick accent.
Her being powerful, I'm like, yeah.
I feel like hick is derogatory. We should call it something else.
Well, and honestly, I don't think she has that bad of a twang. It's just she's just very crass.
What can we call it?
Sexy.
Country?
Hot.
Wow, Tara. She would have said something else there.
Got him.
You and me both.
My heart just sank.
So did mine.
I have a little bit of a filter. It's not a big one, but I do have a little filter.
Ooh, well, that's something new. Tara, I am relying on you today. Okay. Do you feel like you're up to the task?
I'm up to any task you give me.
Okay, because you know me, I'm into, you know, I'm like the TV person, but I'm not completely caught up on my reality TV, and I have not even seen the new season of Love is Blind. So I need you to explain to me who this Chelsea woman is that Travis Kelce is making fun of. Do we have the clip of him making fun of her? Okay, let's listen to that.
Jason, you got to watch Love is Blind, man. It is the worst trash ever. It's worse than Catching Kelce, but it is so f***ing good. Honestly, I just want you to watch the one girl and to just hear her.
You think I'm clingy? I'm clingy. Really?
So that's Chelsea Blackwell, right?
Yes.
And Travis was trying to get Jason. They were talking on New Heights about how you got to watch this trash TV. Well, it's been circulating around, and Chelsea actually got wind of it, and so she made a TikTok video about them talking about it.
I feel like I need to crawl under a rock at this point because... Travis Kelce did an impersonation of me, and the only outlet that this man knows my name, or not even knows my name, knows me, is from whining like a baby back. Taylor Swift, if you're watching it with him, please stop.
Is she that bad, Tara?
Okay, I need to give you the quickest, briefest rundown.
Okay.
Even if you don't watch Love is Blind, you have seen the memes of this girl online because she, in the pods, when they can't see each other, she told the guy she looks like Megan Fox. And so everybody has just been tearing her apart, not being very kind, saying this girl does not look like Megan Fox. So you're familiar with her at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say justice for Chelsea in that way, because I could see, like, if she was my friend or my coworker, you can see Megan Fox in her, okay?
She looks like she could be related to Megan distantly.
Like, if you're having a conversation with her, you could say you look like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
It's just a little misleading when someone can't see you at all to say that.
Right.
Anyway, now we know who we're talking about. She definitely had some cringy moments. Like, some of the other guys on Love is Blind would go out for the entire night and just not come home. Her guy went to show up at a friend's birthday party for 1 hour and came home. And when he came back, she's like, I'm not sure I want to marry a party guy. You were gone for 1 hour. And we're like, wait a minute. If you could see what these other guys are doing. Oh, my gosh. She had so many cringy moments. And I know that the producers, the editors, just really focused on that for entertainment.
Why
of course.
You? Yes.
But gosh, I feel for her, man. She had some rough moments.
Here's the deal. A lot of my married couple friends, they watch this show together.
Yeah.
It's a fun show.
Yeah.
I just happen to be behind on this particular season, but that's got to hurt because when you're on a show like that, you know that the world is watching.
Yes.
But when you actually get to put sort of a face to it and someone who you probably love, like knowing that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are not only watching you, but making fun of you.
Yes. I feel for her only because, can you imagine the worst moments of yourself just being on a reality show? That would suck so much.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Travis at least said it's, you know, he called out his own show.
Yeah,
that's true.
Which was trash.
It was trash.
He acknowledges
it,
but you got to watch this season. It's a good one.
Wow. I mean, it's almost like being on the radio and all of your most embarrassing moments just being out there for all of the world to
hear. Yeah, and now they're on
and
Reels.
And witness and make fun of.
I'm so happy about it.
Yeah. Anyways. one more quick note on our tabloid trash. There is a movie in the works that's based on The Sims. Tara, were you into that game?
I think I played it one time.
Your daughter was into it, wasn't she,
yeah,
Rocket?
Yeah, big time.
So it's based on the game, but Margot Robbie's production company is behind it. And of course, Margot, she was in Barbie, but her production company also made Barbie. So maybe this will be just as big, you think?
There's a market for it. I mean, for some kids, like my daughter loved it. She had like multiple Sims games.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. When we come back with trending topics here in a few minutes, I have a big story about Mattel and something that you're going to love, and it's coming to Kansas City. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Vincent Boone, selling out concerts all over the country. My sisters are going to go see him in April. But you just announced a big show that he's going to be at in Chicago.
Yeah, so he is part of Lollapalooza, which is coming up actually in August. Today's the presale if you want to buy tickets for it. The presale is today between 10 and 12. And where is it? Grant Park, Rocket, that they have it? And
it's so huge. I mean, you really walk.
Yeah, it's a four-day festival. Now, he is part of it. The big headliner is, well, there's two huge ones, Blink 182 and SZA.
It's going to be a great show. Yeah. I wish I could handle festivals.
Do you mean people? Wish you could handle people?
Yeah. So I'm usually traveling to Chicago, and I go there quite a bit around Lollapalooza. I've been there when it's going on. But some hotels will show the concert on short circuit TV.
Oh, cool.
In the lounges. And I believe YouTube broadcasts it live, too.
Yeah, I think you can watch it now online for people like you who don't like human contact. Right.
Again, I volunteer as tribute if we need a member from the show to go to Lollapalooza and report back.
Yeah, you know, I feel like someone who has a, I don't know, 2-month-old baby, that is a perfect thing for you.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking to somebody that doesn't talk back for like 2 months straight. And I think at Lollapalooza, Blink-182 will talk back to me a lot.
A lot?
Okay. Yeah. A lot, a lot, a lot.
You can hold up a sign that says, Travis, I just had your baby.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Coming up in about less than 3 minutes.
Trending topics. There is something very cool that is coming to the Kansas City area. We were talking earlier about Mattel. It all goes together.
Good morning, KC. Just got a word from Steve Parker. We'll check in with him in a couple of minutes. There's an accident on I-70. I think it's eastbound, but you're down to one lane. We'll get all the details coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, so let's talk basketball. The University of Kansas men's basketball team set to open NCAA tournament play tonight. The number 4-seeded Jayhawks will take on 13-seed... Rude. In my throat. Rude. The number 4-seeded Jayhawks will take on 13-seed Samford. I feel like I have to enunciate the M. Sam. And it's not Stanford, it's Samford.
Did you guys fill out a bracket?
No. It's tonight at 8:55 is that game. Did you fill out a bracket?
Yeah, I just went to CBS Sports, and what they do, it's like it'll just pick the picks for you. Like automatically.
Do you think our afternoon guy Davo, who's doing one and was very excited about it and sent out lots of emails and messages, is very hurt that you did not choose to participate in his bracket?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like he's your soulmate and your spirit animal, and just ignored him.
Who's got time to sit there and fill out all the brackets?
You just said you filled out a bracket.
He said it
automatically.
Auto-filled, so there's no point.
Oh, I see. So someone's not doing the work for you. You have no interest.
Hey, I'm still in the competition for a new Nissan and cash.
Nissan?
Yes.
That's cool.
The women's teams, K-State plays Friday and KU plays on Saturday. Netflix has announced a spinoff series to the very successful Quarterback that, of course, starred our very own Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs. The new documentary is called Receiver, and Patrick Mahomes is once again an executive producer. That will premiere this summer.
Man, they invest in everything.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to get Netflix again.
Yeah, I think I am.
We talked about Love is Blind earlier, how Travis Kelce is watching it. I think you're going to have to hop on the bandwagon, at least for the summer. A new theme park is coming to the Kansas City area. Mattel and Epic Resort Destinations announced yesterday that they will break ground on a Mattel Adventure Park in Bonner Springs later this year. The park will open in 2026, and it will include rides and attractions based on Mattel toys, games, and characters.
I think it's brilliant.
Love that.
It's so nice. And in Bonner Springs, so close. I love it.
Yeah, shout out to those of us that live on K7 in Shawnee.
Well, if you think about it, the Northland and where you live is the only place left with land.
Yeah.
There's a lot of land.
Yeah. There's also a story about the Google is going to open a big new data center that's going to be in the Northland. It's like 14,000 jobs or something. So that's awesome. The U.S. is no longer in the top 20 happiest countries in the world. We dropped down to number 23 on the list. Ugh. Happiness has fallen among all age groups, but particularly those under age 30, thanks in part to unaffordable housing and a growing sense of loneliness. That's sad. Finland is the most happy country in the world.
I'm moving.
Okay, let's go.
See you later, haters.
And finally, a poll found the worst things that you could wear on a first date include a full tracksuit.
Okay.
Crocs.
Okay.
A shirt that's way too tight and ankle socks with sneakers.
Oh, really?
What kind of socks do you wear with sneakers? I think I wear ankle socks with sneakers.
I do.
I wear the hidden kind, but I feel like that's popular for guys to wear.
I think they wear more crew.
Oh, ankle socks like an inch above your sneaker? I don't know. I'm not going to judge a guy for his socks.
What about the Crocs?
That would be hilarious to wear Crocs on a first date.
I love Crocs.
Rocket probably wore a tracksuit with Crocs and the ankle socks.
KMXV is Kansas City. You know, one of the great things about being in radio is we get to go to a lot of concerts. Then you're in radio for over, you know, many, many years, and concerts are late at night, and we kind of all stop going because we get up so early in the morning. But this is a show that I think I would stay up for to go watch. Dan and Shay.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that. Dan and Shay are coming to the T-Mobile Center Sunday, April 7th, which is my husband's birthday, Rocket. They're coming to town just for my husband's birthday. So to win those tickets, all you have to do is answer my trivia question. Call now to play 816-476-7093.
And if you haven't seen them, even if you're not a country fan, I think once you watch the show, you're going to be amazed and you realize, oh my gosh, they had that song and that song and that song. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Hi, Molly. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Molly. 44% of men say this is the first thing they notice when meeting a woman. What is it?
Is it her smile?
Nope. Good try.
Thanks, Molly. Good morning, Mix. Good morning. What's the answer?
Her eyes.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Her hair.
Yes. Good job. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, 44% of men say this is the first thing they notice when meeting a woman. It is her hair. Because you got that correct, you get a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay at T-Mobile.
Awesome.
Hey, man, thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info.
Why, Rocket, did you say that the thing you noticed and then you made that weird hand gesture?
I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did. That's weird.
Like he was at the grocery store?
Yeah, like, you know, testing the fruit.
So today is a day tickets go on sale for Lollapalooza, right?
Pre-sale, yes.
Pre-sale. And didn't you announce him too?
Who?
Teddy Swims.
Yes, he is. Teddy Swims. There's so many people that are going to be there. Teddy Swims is going to be part of the big four-day festival.
Teddy Swims on Mix. Something's got a hold on me lately. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. We've been talking off mic about Love is Blind, and I remember when the show first came out, I was obsessed with it. And Terry and I are having that conversation earlier about, you know, it's a unique concept, how you can maybe fall in love with somebody without even seeing them.
Yeah, it makes me want to try it out. Not that I ever want to be away from my husband or my child, but it's like, I'm just curious, could I have fallen in love with him sight unseen? It's so interesting to think about.
So we're going to take your calls and your texts coming up next. Do you think you could fall in love with a voice?
And like, they talk about deep things too, like religion, politics. They really go deep and know everything about each other, but they just don't see each other. It's so cool.
Yeah, your calls and your texts are coming up after Tate McRae. Kansas City, could you fall in love with the voice like on the TV show Love is Blind?
The show's been around for a while. We've all been obsessed with it, watching it on Netflix. we were talking about it this morning because Travis Kelce was desperately trying to get his brother Jason to watch the show. They were talking about it on New Heights.
Jason, you got to watch Love is Blind, man. It is the worst trash ever. It's worse than Catching Kelce, but it is so f***ing good. Honestly, I just want you to watch the one girl. And to just hear her.
You think I'm clingy? I'm clingy. Really?
It's a really good impression there.
Yeah, so we've talked about this before when the first season it came out. Can you really just fall in love with the voice? And here's the thing, with that shield where you're guarded from seeing each other, I think you're able to open up a little more. It's kind of like a therapist. Sure.
What did you tell me? You said you wish that all your marriages could just constantly have the shield in between you and you could just live like that.
Imagine.
I don't think that works.
816-476-7093. It even intrigued you, Tara, when you said you thought you would try something like that.
Yeah, I don't want to be away from my husband and daughter at all, but I was just wondering, when I first met him, would we have fallen in love with a wall between us? It's so interesting to think about because it forces you to get so deep. You don't have appearances to think about or talk about. I like it.
Well, wasn't it your muscles that you first were like, meow?
I really liked his arms when I first saw him, I'll be honest. But he hadn't spoken yet. I could have fallen in love with his words if he had spoken first.
It just shows you how much attention we put into looks.
Maybe. On the text line, it says, honestly, I think I could absolutely do it. And bye, Chelsea.
Is she really that bad?
Travis thinks so.
I feel like she's a little bad and then got a really bad edit that was not in her favor.
Yeah, she's the one that said she looks like Megan Fox.
Yes. And I have to be honest with you. If she was my friend or my coworker, you're just chatting with her, I think you can see Megan Fox. I'm on her side with that.
Do you think people are mad at her because it's kind of almost like cheating, she's saying to the guy to try to get her, you know, get her love, that I look like this?
I think that people are just trolling her because people are mean on the internet. She's not an exact Megan Fox duplicate, but she definitely, if you're talking to her, she looks like her.
If you're talking about just sort of, if you're trying to give someone an idea of what you look like, yes.
Yeah, I don't hate her for that. This says, Stacy said you should set up a Love is Blind experiment. I'll be your first contestant. That would be fun. This text says it may be shallow, but I think physical attraction is just as important as emotional or mental connection. Okay. This one says I couldn't do it unless it's all bleep on the phone. This one says I can't read it. I can't read any of it. This says I think, that many people were fighting over Jimmy. Oh, okay. So the girl that Chelsea ended up with, Jimmy, he was kind of in a love triangle picking between two women. And this person on the text line can't believe that they were fighting for him because, I mean, he's not like a super catch either. I think he's decent. This one from Cindy. I think when two people are meant to be together, it really doesn't matter how you meet. That's true. Somebody else on the text line, I feel like that's possible, but every person who has been on there is attractive. So I'd like to see if they'd fall in love and they're not attractive. That's fair too.
I don't know if I would stand behind that statement either. There's been people that I have not found attractive on this show.
I don't feel like any of them have been horrible. I think they're all dece.
Have any couples that end up winning the game, are they still together?
There's some that are married. And do we have kids yet? I don't know if we have at least pregnancies for sure.
Teresa and I were talking about this. It was kind of disappointing at the reunion because I only watched season one and this season, and they wasted a lot of time talking about couples that are still together from seasons 2 through 5.
Yeah.
I don't care about them. Yep. They're not on my radar. I don't care. But the original season had some really good, long-lasting marriages for sure.
That was a really good show. I mean, I liked it. Now I'm back to listening to Teresa. I've got to get my Netflix back.
Well, I remember, too, we were like, let's do a Love is Blind. And Rocket said, I'm on board. And then when it actually came time to spend time with a woman, he was like, I'm out.
He's like, I have so many plans. I can't
really
do this.
Not into this intimacy thing.
I'm so super busy. You think we're joking?
We're not.
Also, while I'm here on the radio, Rocket and Teresa have not watched the reunion yet. The biggest disappointment.
I haven't watched this season at all. I'm super behind.
Okay, you need to catch up. The biggest disappointment of my life happened during that reunion. I'm not going to bring it up because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But if you've watched the reunion, please slip into my DMs or come on the text line. I have never been so sad or disappointed as one revelation during the reunion.
I find that hard to believe because I feel like you are always sad and disappointed, but I will watch.
But like with a smile.
A medicated smile.
Yeah.
Duh. So now we know that Travis and probably Taylor Swift, they're real people and they watch reality TV.
Guys, they're just like us. They walk their dogs, they buy groceries, and they watch Love is Blind.
Casey, oh, you got to watch Love is Blind, man. It is the worst trash ever. It's worse than Catching Kelsey, but it is so f***ing good. Honestly, I just want you to watch the one girl and to just hear her.
You think I'm clingy? I'm clingy. Really?
I mean, if anything, you know what they're doing? they're actually helping the show get people to watch it more.
Well, of course they are, because I'll be honest, I'm super behind. I haven't watched this season. I'm kind of aware of this Chelsea girl because of the whole Megan Fox thing, but I love the fact that she got wind of Travis talking about her.
I feel like I need to crawl under a rock at this point, because Travis Kelce did an impersonation of me. And the only outlet that this man knows my name, or not even knows my name, knows me, is from whining like a baby back bitch. Taylor Swift, if you're watching it with him, please stop.
I would say the same.
I mean, you think about it. There's two of the most talked about people in the world right now. And then they're talking about her.
It's just, I kind of feel bad for her, because you know what? As much as we make fun of them, they're all real people. Yeah. And you know, it's all editing, and they do their best to make them look their worst. And the fact that she is probably a fan of at least Taylor Swift, if not both Travis and Taylor, and now she's heartbroken because they're making fun of her.
See, this makes me want to sign up for Netflix again.
You should.
Just to go and watch her.
This season is phenomenal.
I do like the fact that Travis did say, look, my show was trash too.
It was.
Yeah, he acknowledges it.
But that's why we like it so much.
Yes. That's why people love it. And we were just asking the question, do you think you could just fall in love with the voice? The whole concept, let's just say somebody out there doesn't know what we're talking about. Explain the show to them.
Love is Blind, they go in these little pods and basically have blind dates with people where they literally can't see them. They just fall in love with kind of their belief system, their sense of humor, their voice, all that stuff. And then at the end, they agree to get engaged before they ever see each other. And then the show follows them kind of after, as they're living together, leading up to the wedding, and seeing if they still work out. It's really, really, really good. I'm just going to say it.
The very first season that came out, didn't they go all the way to the wedding and then they backed out?
A lot of them do that. I almost said doo-doo, and Teresa would have called me out for saying doo-doo.
Isn't that still the finale? Doesn't it always go to a wedding?
Yeah, it does.
That's how the finale is.
I remember the first finale, they were like, the guy was like, I just can't do this.
Well, there were several, yeah. Usually it's like, I don't know. There's a variety of how it ends.
It's shocking because they talk about it in the weeks, like, where are you at now with saying yes at the wedding, da da da, and they think they're both on the same page, and then on the wedding day, one of them says no.
That's Rocket was at his own wedding.
I know.
It's like, I thought we were on the same page.
I was like, dadgummit, I've already put the deposit down. I don't get any money back.
Oh, I thought you were the opposite. Like, you were really hoping she was going to say no, and she didn't. And you're like, dang it.
Ugh, I have to go through with this.
What happened? What did I do?
Ugh, now I'm going to give her half my stuff.
So we do want to know, can you fall in love with just a voice? Text in 816-476-7093. A big weekend coming up for your daughter. Well, a couple of weeks. Are you going to buy her a nice, pretty Easter dress?
We have ordered her four.
Four?
She's got two Easters. She's got a birthday party. We're going to just have her dressed up for a lot of things.
It's cute. There's nothing better than little kids dressed up for Easter. And if you want a gift card, call right now, 816-476-7093. A gift card to Trezzo that you can check it out and look at their Easter menu, their brunch. You need to make reservations. It's a great restaurant. All you have to do is call right now, 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Crystal.
Hey, how are you, Crystal?
I am wonderful.
Good. Are you having a good day so far?
So far, I am.
Well, let's make it better. We have a gift card for you to go to Trezzamari.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
You bet. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back...
Have you guys ever heard of a thing called rural porn?
I don't like the word rural.
I can't even say it.
That's not a sexy word, is it?
No.
I'll tell you what it is next.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. I'm beginning to think that I'm not like all other men.
We knew that a long time ago, but what specifically are you referring to?
All my guy friends, they're all getting together, and they watch every basketball game on TV during the tournament.
And why are you not like that?
I just don't have the patience, or I lose interest in watching games until it's like the Final Four or Sweet 16.
Will you at least watch the KU game? Oh, you won't, because the KU game is late. At 8:55 tonight.
That's my point.
Aw, if it was an early game, would you watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd go to a restaurant or a pub around, you know, where I live to watch the game. It's fun to watch it with other people.
Tara, you are the biggest KU basketball fan on this show. Will you stay up till 8:55?
I physically cannot.
You can't?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be awake, but I'm going to be laying in bed asking God to allow me to fall asleep.
Okay.
That's my usual agenda in the evenings. Please let me go to sleep. Please let me go to sleep.
I get that. All right. So KU men's basketball at 8:55 tonight, and then the K-State women's team plays on Friday, and KU women's team plays on Saturday. I love that the K-State women's game is in Manhattan.
That's so cool. It's exciting for Manhattan because I've actually visited there with you, with your son.
I was just there yesterday.
I love the city of Manhattan.
I do too. By the way, today is my son Chase's birthday.
Yep.
He is 23 years old, which is so weird because I am only like 28. But anyways.
We're just a couple of teen moms in here,
I
girl.
Know.
It's crazy.
Some cool stories, local stories today. Netflix announced a spinoff series to Quarterback, which of course starred Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. And there's going to be a spinoff called Receiver, which he will be an executive producer for. And that will premiere this summer. You know, even if you're not a huge sports fan, those kind of shows are really interesting. Like, I watch a lot of the ESPN documentary-type shows on sports and athletes that I could care less about, but they make it good. They find that human interest part of it and get me to really like
college
it.
College football does a good job at that. Whenever they have college football games, they highlight certain players and their life, what they had to go through and what they're, you know, competing for now to try to make money.
Mm-hmm. A new theme park is coming to the Kansas City area, Mattel and Epic Resort Destinations announced yesterday that they will break ground on a Mattel Adventure Park in Bonner Springs later this year. Again, shout out to all of us who live on K7 in Shawnee. Ooh, super excited about that.
You are reading me some of the details?
Yeah.
This is going to be cool.
It says it's going to be complete with a Hot Wheels roller coaster and a Barbie beach house.
I love
amazing.
It.
Oh
yes.
My gosh. Now, this is supposed to open in 2026. So I'm really excited about that. Lots of Mattel toys, games, and characters.
That is surprisingly not that far away.
It's not.
No.
I feel like whenever we get announcements like this, they're like 9 years from now.
Yeah.
But it's actually 2024 right now.
Sure is. Have you guys ever heard of a thing called rural? I hate that word.
It's the worst word.
Rural porn.
No.
No.
Do you want to take a guess at what it is?
I'm afraid to.
I will tell you, it's G-rated.
It's G-rated.
It's completely G-rated.
So is it just like satisfying someone cutting crops or something?
It is basically images of man-made objects, but in a very rural country setting. So for example...
Stupid.
Yes.
But I guess it's a trending thing now. So for example, like a beautiful cabin, but on a hill with nothing else around. Or like just one lone little bridge over a creek in a forest.
So it's like a zen, peaceful visual.
Yes.
I get it, man.
Yeah.
I like that name, though.
The bridge.
Rocket's there right now.
Rural porn.
My fave, dude.
And finally, cursing is good for you. Now, everyone in this room, we've known this for a long
minute.
But according to a study of over 111 students at Kalamazoo College in Michigan, they did this thing where they made them all put their hand in ice cold water for as long as you can stand it. Very painful. And they did a language portion where they said, okay, while your hand is underwater, some of you say the F word. You know what I mean? Like the good F word. And then the other half of the people had to say the word flat over and over and over. And then they did a gesture portion where they said, okay, some of you, we want you to actually stick your middle finger in the air, or some of you use your index finger. It turns out the ones who did the middle finger and then said the bad F word had a higher pain tolerance and could keep their hand in the water longer.
Hmm.
You start cursing in bed when you're laying down.
As if I don't already.
That's what's trending on Vix.
Taylor Swift and Travis, normal people watching this show.
Jason, you got to watch Love is Blind, man. It is the worst trash ever. It's worse than Catching Kelsey, but it is so f***ing good. Honestly, I just want you to watch the one girl and to just hear her.
You think I'm clingy? I'm clingy. Really?
Now, Tara, we're not caught up on this season. Is that a very fair representation of how Chelsea sounds on Love is Blind?
It is. I feel bad for her, but yeah, that's definitely how she sounds. She's the one that everybody's been kind of trolling for saying she looked like Megan Fox. But I will say, in this moment, she definitely probably isn't a great partner, but she does look like Megan Fox. I gotta give her that.
Yeah, she doesn't look exactly, but I could definitely see where like she could be a distant cousin, or if you're just trying to describe her features, I think that's a fair description. I love the fact that she actually had to make a video and now she is devastated at the thought of maybe Travis and Taylor making fun of her.
I feel like I need to crawl under a rock at this point because Travis Kelce did an impersonation of me. And the only outlet that this man knows my name, or not even knows my name, knows me, is from whining like a baby back bitch. Taylor Swift, if you're watching it with him, please stop.
Please stop.
Okay. I get it.
This is really, once again, it's going to get people to watch the show who haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, because this is one of those that if I sit down and watch it, I'm going to enjoy it. But it's just not one of those where I'm like, I got to rush home and watch the new season. So I haven't seen this one, but now I'm going to go home and spend my whole day binging it.
Now, if you think you could do something like that, we'd love to hear from you. You can text or call 816-476-7093. If you don't know the show, here's what it's all about.
It's called Love is Blind. So basically, they sit in pods, they go on blind dates, but they're literally blind. They can't see each other. And they kind of fall in love with their beliefs, their sense of humor, their voice, all these things. And they agree to get married before they ever see each other. And it is such an addicting show. It's so good.
Just the whole concept of being emotionally, without even looking at them, not seeing them yet, how deep they get with each other.
I agree. I think that it would almost be a deeper love connection than if you met somebody and were attracted to them at first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to fall in love with them, their insides, I think would be nice.
I've always thought, like, I wouldn't want to do a show like this, but I've always thought it was nice when you hear about people that maybe met online or something and live in different countries and, like, really developed a deep relationship before ever meeting physically in person. Because it definitely takes it to a different level.
Now, we were talking about, you said something earlier that, look, we know you love your husband, you never leave him, but you would think you would be interested in something like that.
I'm just curious if it would work for me, if I would fall for somebody just in that way. I think I would be too, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't want to go on it because I think they'd be disappointed in me. You know what I mean? There's some deep insecurity that I can't quite identify that would make me not go on that show if I was single.
I think I get that because I think as women, we're just all naturally insecure.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi, can you turn your radio down, Patricia?
Good morning.
Hey, talk to us.
Hi, I've never heard of the show, never seen the show, but listening to y'all, it makes me want to check it out. It's
yes.
Very interesting.
Cool. Maybe Netflix will give us a check.
Yes.
We can all share it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Be
have
safe.
A great day.
You too. Hon. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So I've watched every season of it. I feel like I could go on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you, what makes you hooked on this show?
Just from everybody's aspect on how they live their life and then not being able to see, but have the connection with the person. I don't go off of looks. I go from like the heart and everything.
Yeah, I agree. Let me ask you a question outside of that. If you're on the show, are you getting all fixed up with like cute clothes and hair and makeup for the pods? Because
no,
I feel like I would not.
It's a waste of makeup. It's a waste of time.
Exactly. Like I'll look cute when we first see each other.
Yeah. I'll just look like a homeless bum in sweatpants and a hoodie.
Exactly. You're not falling in love with my sweatpants. You're falling in love with what I've got on the inside.
Yes.
It's just weird as humans that we can connect to somebody without seeing them. It's like once you start bonding with them, it's an emotional tie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. Rocket's like, I don't care if I see you or don't see you. I just don't want to have to touch you.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, this is crazy because I was just watching it the other day and thinking about why do they dress up?
Yes.
To go into the pods? I don't get it. I'm like, why are you not in like shorts and a t-shirt?
In the most comfortable outfit possible. So you're not like adjusting and making sure you don't have too much cleavage or whatever. Like,
it's a reality show and there's cameras everywhere.
I'm like the tightest dresses ever laying on a couch. And I'm like, that sounds like my worst nightmare.
I know. Or high heels just to sit in a room and talk to somebody. Like, let me be comfy cozy till we meet. And then I'll like fake it for a while till you see the real me.
I feel like when they do the reveal, they should totally be wearing sweats and their hair in a messy bun. Because if he's excited about that, then it's only going to go up.
That's right. When you see me in real clothes, you're going to love it.
Yeah, Fair enough.
Thank you for calling in. That is true. You think about it, because if you're there, what kind of person were you in the real world that you had to go on a show to try to date somebody, marry somebody that you haven't even seen?
I don't think that makes them a bad person. I think there's lots of wins, like the possibility of actually falling in love with somebody. Also, they're going to get a crazy amount of Instagram followers and probably make money that way. I think there's nothing negative about wanting to go on the show.
Okay. Let's take one more call. Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, guys. So I'm going to chime in from the guy's perspective here. So
please.
I'm the kind of guy that it's not about looks. It's not about it's about developing personality. Because if you can't love her when she's hanging out in her sweatpants on the couch with you on a Monday night, then, you know, what's the difference between getting all dolled up and, you know, putting on a show whenever, you know, it's about the connection of being your best friend or, you know, having that relationship and building that foundation before, you know, you base something on looks or insecurities and things like that. So
sure.
I mean, the whole concept of the show is awesome because it takes away all those insecurities.
Are you married?
I am. I've been married happily for 10. Let's see. You've been together for 12 and married for 10 years.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the text. We need to break, and we're going to play a game. What are we doing next?
Oh, yes, we are. We're actually playing Complete the Lyrics for a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite.
Sabrina Carpenter Feather. Good morning. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. What do you say we play a game, ladies?
I love that idea. We've got a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite. It's running now through April 13th. It's going to be really cool. They describe it as a nonsensical neo-Western cabaret.
Something fun to do on a date night.
Yeah, if you've never seen Quixotic, it's really cool. They're basically beautiful, amazing, talented, athletic acrobats. There's fire, there's jumping, there's bending.
There's singing, there's like violin, cello. Like it's almost like a rock concert merged with acrobats.
Yes, and to win those tickets, all you have to do is complete the lyrics. I want to get somebody on the phone before we first play the song, just because there's cheaters out here, Rocket. 816-476-7093.
So I'm going to play a song, and they're going to finish the lyrics?
Yep. I've bleeped out a part of the song, and all they have to do is finish it for us.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Courtney.
Courtney, are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you understand how the game works?
Yeah.
Okay. Complete these lyrics.
Let's fast forward to 300. Take out coffees later. I see your profile and your smile on.
Complete the lyrics.
Oh, I honestly don't know this one.
That's okay. Good try.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Megan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Let's fast forward to 300. Take out coffees later. I see your profile and your smile.
Go.
On unsuspecting waiters.
Yes, that's right. Rocket, I sent you the full lyric. Do you want to play it back?
Fast forward to 300, take out coffees later. I see your profile and your smile on unsuspecting waiters.
That's hard, actually.
Unsuspecting waiters. Megan, you get a pair of tickets to see Quixotic's Whiskey Dynamite at the Grand Theater.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. All right. You're working behind the scenes on some tabloid new stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited about a lot of things to tell you about, including another show that is involving Patrick Mahomes on Netflix. And it's an exciting local story that I'm kind of squeezing into tabloid. We've got to talk about this theme park that is coming to our area that is based on your favorite childhood toys.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. We were just talking off mic. We live in a really good city.
Yeah.
I love the city that everybody's talking about, Kansas City. Even like last night, you know, Taylor and Travis, I consider them locals here.
Oh, I've already made, like, they live here. They're going to get married. They're going to make Kansas City babies.
Yes.
Yeah, they're our neighbors.
I consider them my close personal friends.
Yeah, yes. I mean, absolutely. Me as well. Now, that might be a little delusional, but, you know, whatever. Travis today, he's cracking me up. The New Heights dropped their latest episode yesterday, and I love how Travis is trying to convince Jason to watch Love is Blind.
Jason, you got to watch Love is Blind, man. It is the worst trash ever. It's worse than Catching Kelsey, but it is so f***ing good. Honestly, I just want you to watch the one girl and to just hear her.
You think I'm clingy? I'm clingy. Really?
I love his impression. I love that he called himself out and said it's worse than Catching Kelsey. You know, that he knows that was a cheesy show. And also, if you listen to the full podcast, I love that Jason is not having it. He's like, I am not watching this stupid show. the woman that Travis is talking about there, Chelsea Blackwell, she saw it or heard it, and she made a video.
I feel like I need to crawl under a rock at this point because Travis Kelsey did an impersonation of me. And the only outlet that this man knows my name, or not even knows my name, knows me, is from whining like a baby back bitch. Taylor Swift, if you're watching it with him, please stop.
you know what I got out of that clip? Tara calls me a baby back.
Yeah.
That's true. So
all
maybe
the time.
Maybe her and I have a lot in common, and I also fight like a psycho. My husband would say, that's not wrong.
And you can be clingy sometimes.
Can so. I tell you how addicting it is to watch this girl, Chelsea, try to fight with her fiance? I mean, she just like, she spins, she goes full circle. He like tries to end the fight and then she'll go, so why are you making this into a fight? Like, it is so entertaining. You can't take your eyes and ears off it, but at the same time, your whole body is clenched from secondhand embarrassment. And I can't get enough. I should probably rewatch the whole season.
Is it because when Tara sees that thing, she sees something familiar, Rocket, because it's almost like she's looking in a mirror?
Yeah, it's validating, Teresa, you know?
It's validating?
Like when you're crazy just on your own, and then you see there's other people out there in the world okay. that maybe aren't so sane.
That I understand.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Get it, man!
Yeah, dude!
Scoop!
In other streaming news, Netflix announced a spinoff series to Quarterback, which of course starred Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The new documentary will be called Receiver, and Mahomes is he's an executive producer, and that series will premiere this summer. Olivia Rodrigo getting ready to release a deluxe version of her Guts album. It comes out tomorrow. It will have 5 new songs. And I love that the deluxe version is called Guts Spilled.
Okay, I like it.
Cute. And there's a movie in the works based on the Sims game. Margot Robbie's production company is behind it. And Margot Robbie's production company also brought us Barbie. So I feel like it's going to bring us good things. And of course, Barbie is made by Mattel. And we've got to talk about this news if you didn't hear. So Mattel Adventure Park is coming to Bonner Springs, Kansas in 2026. And this is going to be a huge theme park, including fully themed Hot Wheels roller coasters.
Love it.
Such as things like the Hot Wheels Bone Shaker, the Ultimate Ride, and the Hot Wheels Twin Mill Racer. There's going to be a He-Man laser tag area, He-Man versus Skeletor.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
There's going to be a larger-than-life Barbie beach house featuring an interactive retail experience where fans can build their customized Barbie sets in the Barbie Dream Closet experience, which uses hologram technology to bring Barbie to life.
Gosh, why do I see this being something that me, mommy, is really excited about? My daughter's like, it's just okay. And I'm like, no, you love this. This is the best thing ever.
Well, I think obviously it's for kids, but I think it's for people who grew up loving those yes. toys, because there's also going to be a Barbie rooftop restaurant and bar.
Mom. I think it's going to be a blast. It reminds me of HGTV when they did the building the Barbie house.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just like that closet you're talking about. I see it. I saw it on the TV show. I think it'll be great.
Awesome. And again, that will be coming in 2026 in Bonner Springs. That's your Tabloid Trash, brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. A great day for you, your son's birthday.
Yeah, my oldest son, Chase, is 23 years old today.
Now, you had a bad time turning into a good time yesterday.
Yeah, we celebrated yesterday. He's still in Manhattan, and so we always meet in Topeka for a meal. And it was all of us, my mom and my husband and my other son and my Chase's girlfriend. And we pulled up to the restaurant in Topeka, and then Chase called and said, we're broke down on I-70. So I said, call AAA, and then we drove and met him. And we basically had like a birthday party on the side of the road. While we waited, I'm like, do you want your presents? Yeah. You know, we brought cookies. Do you want cookies? And it should have been a like miserable afternoon, but honestly, it was just good quality family time, and it's a memory. It's, I mean, like a good memory. We'll laugh at it. You know, it's just great.
That's a good story. Now, I ask you a question, because if my car broke down, I wouldn't know what to do.
That's why you have AAA.
I have AAA. Seriously, I am that guy. I just don't know how to do things.
Yeah, I mean, like, we tried to jumpstart it. It wasn't a battery. I don't know what it is. He said he was driving, and all of a sudden, the car went from, like, 70 to, ooh, I'm going 40 miles an hour, and now I'm on the side of the road.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Well, anyway, happy birthday, yeah. Chase. Before we get out of here, we always like to do this.
Yeah, and I would like to thank our very own Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce for talking about Love is Blind and leading us into our second look, which gives us inside Tara's emotions.
I have never been so sad or disappointed as one revelation during the reunion.
I find that hard to believe because I feel like you are always sad and disappointed, but I will watch.
But like with a smile.
A medicated smile.
Yeah.
Duh. Tara, you crack me up.
You crack me up.
All right, Kansas City, Steve's coming up next. We're getting out of here. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.